Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
This is This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod. I'm Paul Stevenson. Today is May the 14th, and we'll start on this day in 1988 at New York's Madison Square Garden. The world-famous Atlantic Records celebrated their 40th anniversary with a star-studded show. Playing that day were many of the label's famous artists, including Emerson, Lake & Palmer, the Bee Gees, Crosby, Stills & Nash, Foreigner, Yes, Genesis, and the main attraction, a reformed Led Zeppelin, with Jason Bonham taking his dad's spot on the drums. On this day in 2005, Bruce Springsteen scored his fifth number one album in the US when Devils and Dust claimed the top spot. On this day in 2002, Canadian heroes Rush released their 17th studio album, Vapor Trails. It was the first new music since the death of Neil Peart's daughter and wife in separate tragedies. The record saw the first album they'd made since 1975's Caress of Steel, where they didn't use any keyboards or synthesizers, instead just layering guitar, bass, and drums. On this day in 1979, Kate Bush wrapped up her first ever tour with a show at Hammersmith Odeon. It ends up being her only ever tour, which is incredible to think about. She did do a residency in 2014, which was 24 dates at the very same venue she finished that 1979 tour with, but now it was known as the Hammersmith Apollo. And on this day in 1987, Motley Crue held a listening party for their new album, Girls, Girls, Girls. The event took place at the Body Shop, a strip club in Hollywood that the band were, well, very familiar with, and which actually is mentioned in the title track too. But for today's main show, we remember someone who would have been celebrating his 80th birthday today. Yes, born on this day in 1943 in Bishop Briggs, Lanarkshire, Scotland, was bassist and singer Jack Bruce. Jack famously played in Cream, Manfred Mann, John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, and with recent guest on the show Corky Lang and Leslie West in West, Bruce and Lang. He is of course known as one of the most influential bassists of all time, and Rolling Stone ranked him at number 8 of the best bassists. He was inducted into the Rock Hall with Cream in 1993 and was awarded the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 2006 as well. Jack, whose real name was actually John Simon Asher Bruce, died in October 2014, aged 71. Someone that knew Jack very well was fellow bass player Jeff Berlin. Jeff released a brilliant tribute album to Jack last year, and I spoke to him on Vintage Rock Pod all about it. I want to talk about your friendship with Jack. I mean, he was a personal friend of yours, and Jack famously once said that you were the best bass player he'd ever heard. Now, that's some compliment, isn't it?
Beyond belief. I became the bass player that I became because of Jack Bruce. When I was 14, I loved Disraeli Gears, but Wheels of Fire, especially Crossroads and Spoonful, truly changed me. I mean, I never heard a bass player play like that. So when the person that put you on your road, so to speak, the singular voice on an instrument that you wanted to emulate to some degree, made a comment like that to me, it left me aghast because I never expected such a thought. So from him.
Incredible stuff. And then if we just talk about your friendship as well, I mean, when did you get to meet him, and what was that like meeting your idol, and how did the friendship blossom from there?
Well, I came to London in the 70s and knew John Heisman, the great drummer, one of the greatest in England, produced in my view. And I knew he played with Jack. So I said, listen, if he's in town, could you introduce us? And John did exactly that. He invited Jack to come down. Jack was very forthcoming and very nice. Funny guy, I got to say. Everyone that knew him, I'm sure, would report that. The only experience that I can recall, I've met a lot of name people over the years. But when I met Jack, I was a tremble because he singularly put me on my path. The impact of that was too great for words. So when I met him, I had to control myself and, you know, not leap over a table, tackle him to the floor and ask him what he was thinking about when he played the bass line on I'm So Glad. You know, I'm being funny here, but yeah, he truly, truly shook me up. And he always did. You want to hear a funny story about him?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
I was playing at the Music Mess in Frankfurt one year, and Jack walked in and put himself in the front seat and drilled me with his eyes because he knew how nervous I got around him. So I'm playing and making mistakes because it's Jack. And every time I made a mistake, Jack would go, you know, he made faces and laughed at me and provoked me to just, you know, he's the only guy that ever did that. It's a funny, odd, peculiar effect he had on me. But he was a fun man, funny guy. I played guitar for him once in a show, Bruce, Gary, and I. And I played guitar because I learned his music. Wow. And I could pick up a guitar. And that's something that comes from long practice. And I never played a guitar, but I could play the guitar because the music wasn't demanding to where I couldn't figure out the chords. So I was actually Jack Bruce guitarist for a gig or two.
Know This Day Rocks tomorrow, as it's the big interview show, so make sure you check that out. But until then, take care.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals. It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.